and some of the non-negotiables. These are kind of the regular things, fruits, vegetables, everything that people need, not some of the luxury items, but the things that are the day-to-day, you know, the bread and butter, if I could use that pun,
Yeah.
people need. And those are things that have gone up. You know what else has gone up? The profits of these corporate grocery stores. And we see that companies like Loblaws, companies like Sobeys are posting massive increases in their profit. We can look at year over year, 2020 to 2021. Sobeys has seen over 20% increase in their net profit, and Loblaws has seen over 60% increase in their profits. I mean, that's a huge increase. So it's clear to me, and many other economists who've studied this, that if your profits are going up significantly, that means they're increasing their prices beyond the increased costs. Because there's some justification that some costs have gone up, the cost of oil went up. So with that, some of the transportation costs might have gone up. But if you're making such a huge increase in profit, that can only be explained by increasing your prices beyond the increased costs. And so that to me is wrong. It's corporate greed. Some of the CEOs from these grocery stores don't like that we're doing that.
Yeah.
The fact, it's the reality, and it's hurting people.
Yeah, too bad. There's a lot of industries that are probably charging more to get back on their feet. For transit, that's a big thing. Public transit, municipalities aren't making big time dollars through transit. Movie theaters aren't exactly thriving. Hotels are just getting back on their feet in certain areas. But we've all needed food for the last 30 months. We haven't gone to movies. We haven't gone traveling. We haven't gone on airplanes, but we all need to go to the grocery store, and they know it. They know it.
Yeah, exactly. That's something actually, the way you framed it is really powerful because it hasn't changed. It's not like people ate less food. In fact, people ate more food because they couldn't go out to eat, you know, in those cases. So people certainly relied on the grocery stores. And I'm not talking the mom and pop shops. You know, they've done their best to keep things going. We're looking at the large corporate grocery chains and the fact that their profits are up significantly. Their CEOs are also seeing some increases in their wages. And they're huge salaries, but the workers haven't seen it. And certainly, people have been feeling squeezed because the cost of everything is going up when it comes to groceries. And it's something that we're saying the government has the power to go after what we're calling greedflation. You know, there is some inflation that happens because of things out of our control. A war happens in Ukraine, that's out of people's control. But when corporations look at this opportunity to try to jack up prices and make increased profits, that's where government should step up and say, hey, we're here to protect people from this type of exploitation. That's very much why we have governments to stand up against these type of things.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.